Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to today's Philosopher's Notes podcast, Seneca on Your Ideal State. Seneca, in his great book, Letters from a Stoic, says, quote, "Man's ideal state is realized when he has fulfilled the purpose for which he is born. And what is it that reason demands of him? Something very easy, that he live in accordance with his own nature," end quote. So Marcus Aurelius was another Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor 100 years after Seneca. They're both ancient classic Roman guys. But Aurelius said something very similar in his book, Meditations. And you can see the philosopher's notes on Seneca and Aurelius. But Aurelius says, quote, "Everything, a horse, a vine, is created for some duty. For what task, then, were you yourself created? A man's true delight is to do the things he was made for." Abraham Maslow says, "Musicians must make music, artists must paint, poets must write if they are to be ultimately at peace with themselves. What human beings can be, they must be. They must be true to their own nature. This need we may call self-actualization. It refers to man's desire for self-fulfillment, namely, to the tendency for him to become actually in what he is potentially, to become everything one is capable of becoming." It's powerful. And Martin Seligman, the leader of the positive psychology movement and author of Authentic Happiness, you can see the notes on that as well, he tells us that we'll live a happy life when we discover and consistently use what he calls our signature strengths. If you haven't taken his strengths assessment test yet, I highly recommend you do. Join the nearly 1 million people who have done so at AuthenticHappiness.com. So, today's question, for what were you made? For what purpose were you born? Do you know? If so, are you living it? If you don't know, is your primary purpose to figure out your purpose? Please say yes. So, we all have our own purpose. A dharma, a call it what you want to call it, but we're here to fulfill it. So let's get on that.